It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm joined today by Sarah Terry Cobo. She's a senior reporter at the Journal Record newspaper. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. It's great to be here.
Now, I want to talk to you today about a story you wrote last week in the Journal Record. Some eighth graders at Oklahoma Centennial Mid-High in Oklahoma City are running a mock business.
Right.
During the pilot run of their business, they're handing out breakfast to students. They have some grant money for the project. Why did they choose breakfast for this project?
So an eighth grader named Faith Thomas, she was responding initially to her teacher's request to write a grant, which asked students to solve a problem. So in class, she and her classmates are learning about how few students in her school actually eat breakfast, even though the school has a free breakfast program available to everybody. Students learn that if you don't eat breakfast, it affects attention and memory, and it can affect behavior. So children don't do as well, or they're more likely to act out.
So what kinds of skills do the students learn through this project?
Well, they learn problem solving. That's why they decided to choose the past period between first and second hour. They learn teamwork. Students work in groups of three to take student ID and grade numbers, while the other two students get the bagel variety and pass out the bagel with a napkin. They learn cooperation, collaboration, organization. They have to come in Monday afternoon to put the bagels on trays and get them ready for the next morning. And their teacher, her name is Chef Carrie Snyder Renfro. She says they're learning about customer service, how to smile, be polite, so people will continue to return to the business.
So how is the demand in Oklahoma City for the skills that these students are acquiring?
Well, once they're old enough to work, because some of them aren't yet, then they could easily get jobs in the hospitality sector if they can apply these skills that they're learning. So Oklahoma City restaurateur Mark Dunham says there are far more jobs in the restaurant industry than there are people to work. Hospitality is the fastest growing sector in the nation.
Now, the students aren't actually selling a product or handling cash. So how does this project help with the business aspect of running a business?
Right. Well, so what Dunham, the chef and owner of restaurant Nashbird, tells us is that even though the labor market is really tight, those soft skills are what he looks for first in a job candidate. So being able to show up on time, being dressed properly in a clean, neat uniform, knowing how to address your superiors, smiling at customers, being able to diffuse a conflict or a difficult situation, and make a customer happy. All those things are absolutely critical if you work in a restaurant.
So students can go get their bagels between classes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been a while since I was in middle or high school, but I definitely recall that you don't have a lot of time to get from class to class.
Exactly.
I mean, how do the students who are running the business project handle this onslaught of customers? Because, I mean, I imagine it's pretty chaotic.
Indeed. So before the bell even rings, Faith, the 14-year-old, she makes an announcement over the school's loudspeaker to tell children if they want breakfast, they need to have their ID number and grade on a slip of paper to help speed things along. And then they have about four groups of three students each. They go out with bagel carts to different parts of the school. They set up in a hallway near a classroom. So then you've got two students who are talking to customers, handing out bagels, and then the third student is making sure people are in line, have their ID numbers down on a slip of paper that she calls. It kind of looked like the chaos that I remember between classes in high school and middle school, but there are teachers nearby and an assistant principal to help smooth the flow of traffic and to remind students not to cut in line.
So this is a pilot program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does the school plan to continue this or to expand it in the future?
Yes, and the teacher, that's Chef Snyder Renfro, she and the student, Faith, would eventually like to expand it to feed more children so that everyone has an opportunity to get breakfast if they haven't already there at Centennial Mid-High. And the nutritionists and dietitians for the school district overall, they are observing this one as one of several pilot programs. The data that they gather from all of these pilots will help them write a grant to expand school breakfast in the entire district, but it has to be kind of catered to each specific school. And the grant that they're looking at is about $300,000.
Sarah Terry Cobo is a senior reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. It's great to be here, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org, and you can follow us on social media or on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.